Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice, how are you?
Very well, thank you. That trick was great. I've been jiggling in my, I'm jiggling in my seat.
That's what we like to hear.
Great way to start the day. Yeah, love to start the day with a jiggle.
Exactly. How's it going? We're not actually alone here. Who else have we got on the line, Alice?
Oh, look, it's my absolute pleasure to have on the show this week none other than Hannah Smith and Ralph McCubbin Hale from Trick of the Light Theatre. Kia ora, guys. How's it going?
Kia ora.
Kia ora. It's going great.
Love it. I'm so stoked that I get to chat to you both. It's always a pleasure when Trick of the Light jump into Tamaki Makaurau to do a show. You have got your show Troll, which is coming to Q Theatre in a few weeks' time. Tell us a little bit about Troll. Is it a... I'm curious. There's this thing of for adults and children 10+, so it's mysterious in that way that I'm like, that means that it's not a show for young people, but there is mystery and puppetry and projection. Ooh. And some spooky storytelling. So tell us a little bit about Troll.
I mean, we've sort of placed ourselves in a genre that makes it quite hard to market it to people. But
R.I.P.
our favourite type here at BFM.
It's not a kid show. So it's a coming of age show that plays to older kids and to adults. When I say it's not a kid's show, I mean it's not for toddlers and kids. It's we sort of set out to make the kind of show that we would have wanted to see when we were 10, 11, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But because we make it and we do it, it also has to be a show that we would like to see now.
Yes.
So it's really firmly in that sort of crossover space. The show, it's about a kid who's growing up in the 90s and he's sort of making his first foray onto the internet at a time when the internet is this strange, mysterious new territory that we were all discovering in the late 90s. Mm. And Otto, who's the main character, is having a bit of a rough time and hasn't really found his niche. And then in the course of that, he pulls a 1,000-year-old Icelandic troll out of his living room wall.
As you do.
Yeah, gorgeous. So, Hannah, talk me through this process of... Because, Trick of the Light, you guys don't just sort of whip out a show and bada-boom, it's done. Talk me a little bit through the process of directing this show and crafting this show with Ralph. Like, what does that process look like from a sort of a iterative perspective, if that makes sense?
Sure. When we make a show, we just keep making it and never stop. So we started making this show in the Wellington Fringe in our flat. We performed it on the stairs in front of the front door to an audience of like 10 or 12 people.
Oh, wow.
And it was, I don't know, 35 minutes long maybe. And then ever since then, we've sort of been growing it and sculpting it. We have upscaled it a little so that it will sit beautifully in Q Loft.
Very flash.
And we've been adding jokes and jump scares and taking out bits that we thought were boring ever since.
And we've shifted the design of it as well. Initially, we made it on with no money. And so we were using stuff that we already had to hand. We were doing it all on OHPs.
Oh, cool.
And because we were in quite a small space, it got super hot. So we were performing the show next to an audience on our staircase, just sweating buckets. We've been working with a designer called Charlie Draper, and now a lot of digital content as well. But one of the things we're really interested with the show is it's using digital technology, but kind of using them for their physical properties. So we use Pico projectors and iPhones, but there is as light sources. So we're doing a lot of shadow play projectors and a lot of the stage lighting using phone torches.
This sounds awesome. I was just thinking about the hot OHP thing. Maybe this is a Christchurch thing, but I remember everyone used to want to be the OHP flipper, partly because it was fun and you got to be in charge, but also because it was quite warm and you got to sit next to it in the winter.
So much.
So you guys, obviously, the book binder, which came here a few years ago, people may have seen that. Or, of course, there was the Gregol, which was in the Arts Festival just last year. With Troll, obviously, coming back to Auckland, I mean, tell us about the audience. Tell us about the road that wasn't there in those types. If you've been to those shows, do you want to come to Troll as well? Is it within that wheelhouse of shows?
Yeah, it's definitely still in the space of like fantasy and myth and
the everyday,
yeah, and lo-fi kind of inventive theatricality. It is a little more modern. I mean, 90s is certainly still a period piece, but
it's got some sweet nostalgia vibe jokes for people who were coming of age in the 90s.
Nice.
So there's early on we play the dial-up modem sound, which is very funny for adults and very confusing for people who were born after the year 2000.
Yeah, even thinking about that noise now like sends tingles down my spine.
Yeah.
Francis, do you remember the dial-up sound? You were just like laughing as a post-2000s baby.
Well, yeah, I was born in 2000 and no, the dial-up sound is strange and confusing to me.
I love this. Look, you guys are coming into Q Theatre. You're there, I want to say August 8th is your opening. It's actually just a short season, 10th, hey, before.
10th to the 13th.
10th to the 13th of August, before you then slip away to Australia on tour. Is that right? You guys are doing the show?
Yeah, we're going to Darwin Arts Festival and then to Awesome Festival in Perth. They really stitched up the best festival name.
Yeah, they really did.
Awesome. Very awesome.
And yeah, that'll be so great to be back touring in other countries again. It's been a while.
Oh, look, well, I definitely highly, highly recommend coming and checking out Troll, because, look, your shows are just always, I hate the word immersive because it's been co-opted by the people that use the word innovative and creative entrepreneur, but I will say that it truly feels like it's experiential to go to a Trick of the Light theatre show, and it does feel like the space truly feels, the air feels transformed from one state to the other. So highly, 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 highly recommend going along, check it out, Q Loft, and 10th of August. Thank you both so much for having a chat this morning.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolute pleasure.
And also, look, all the best for touring. I'm bloody glad that you guys are back on the road. What a blessing to all the audiences that are going to get to see this work and others. Yeah, love you guys.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Hannah. And thank you very much, Alice. We'll see you next week, Alice, and we'll see you in the theatre, you other guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Time.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.